Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do not give a rat's ass about Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Amen.
I really don't.
You should.
No, I don't. I'm not saying that I'm taking them lightly, or I'm not saying that I disrespect them. I do not care about them. You understand what I'm saying? And when you play football, that has to be your mentality. If you go out there with any kind of apprehension about how great that guy is, I don't care how great Patrick Mahomes is. I'm trying to hurt him today.
Well, I love that mentality at the end. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, live from Radio Row in New Orleans. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zerr, the voice there of Seth Joyner, who will join us coming up at 11 a.m. We got some great guests today. Seth Joyner is going to join the show. Later on, Colleen Wolf, NFL Network.
Wolf. Former,
you know, she used to be with us here at WIP.
Yeah,
she will join the show later on. How about Football Guy Hour in the last hour of the show, Hugh? We're going to have Greg Olsen and Elliot Shore Parks.
I
mean, is there
Greg.
Any two bigger football guys than
no,
that?
No, not at all, man. I just saw Greg Olsen. He walking like he about 50. So, you know, the NFL has taken its toll.
He played a long time.
But it's like, dude, you know, it's funny. I know I walk funny. But it's weird to see younger guys that walk with that, you know, with the hunched over old man walk.
Maybe he was out to 2:30 like he last night.
Yeah, maybe he was.
215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts need to be the best quarterback on the field Sunday? I believe so. A lot of people, though, are just lowering the bar for Jalen.
Lowered expectations.
Expecting the defense to carry the day again. All right, let's hear Amina Kimes, ESPN, talking about the difference between this year's defense and the one 2 years ago that played the Chiefs.
Looking at that defense, the thing that jumps out is how much pressure they got, right? That pass rush had so many sacks, and they're arguably the best four-man rush in the NFL. This defense, however, is more complete. And there's a stat that I think captures that, which is how they rank across the league in EPA per play when they don't get pressure. So back in 2022, when that defense didn't get pressure, they were 24th. This year, not only are they the best defense in the NFL in EPA per play, they are the only defense league-wide with negative EPA per play when they don't get pressure on the quarterback. And what I think that reflects, guys, is the complete transformation of this back seven. They are fast. They are physical. They are disciplined. They don't bust coverage. They arrive at the football and they limit yards after the catch. And I would argue this defense, this transformed secondary linebacker group, is actually a better matchup for this version of the Chiefs offense that leans on yards after the catch. So I think this whole transformation from 2022 to now actually works in their favor for this Super Bowl.
What's interesting, Amina Kimes, ESPN. What's interesting?
Well, no, I'm just saying, I've been saying, I don't need next gen stats. I've been saying that all year.
It's eye test right
yeah,
there.
That's eye test.
That's football guy
no,
test.
No, she took it to the next level, though. Shout out to her for that, though. That was a deep dive.
What's interesting, the way she broke it down is like, and she's right, 2 years ago, Hugh, they had 70 sacks. But when they didn't get pressure, they got cooked. Good quarterbacks cooked them.
Yeah.
This team, they're obviously better when they get pressure, but they're not bad even when the pressure's not getting. Their secondary's so good.
They give you the opportunity to get cover sacks. That's the thing that we talked about earlier. Remember I said that when CJ GJ went out
against the Commanders,
Commodores game, the communication broke down.
Yep.
And that's where you were able to make mistakes. This game, especially at this time of year, is about who makes the least amount of mistakes, man. And Patrick Mahomes is the type of quarterback. He's patient. He's not going to get overwhelmed. He's not going to get rattled. He's just going to wait for that one moment. And when that one moment presents itself where he can make a play that's going to hurt you bad, that's where it usually happens, man. Because thinking back to that defense of game against San Francisco last year. It was a back-and-forth affair for a long time. And then all of a sudden you saw breakdowns in communication. You saw breakdowns in pass protection.
And less explosive plays.
And less explosive. But that's what this game is, man. That's why it's important. Can't stress it enough, man. Got to stay with the running game, even if it feels like it's not paying dividends. Got to stay with the running game because they're geared to stop it. But they're not going to be able to stop it all the time. And those are the gash plays that you have to have.
215-592-9494. Let's go to your phone calls here. Does Jalen Hurts either be the best quarterback on the field Sunday? I believe he does. And it doesn't mean he's then better than Mahomes. Like we see this. I mean, it's one game. We've seen in one game samples the second best quarterback in the game has the best game and plays well and outplays the other guy. And every time Mahomes has lost in the playoffs, it's very rare. It's only three times. The other quarterback has had better moments, especially late, whether it was Brady twice or Burrow. I think we need that out of Jalen on Sunday. Let's talk to Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken.
Hopefully you guys can get to the Bourbon House before you leave. It's a fantastic place on Bourbon Street, and I'm not an oyster guy, but they have roasted oysters there with lump crab meat on top of them that are absolutely out of this world.
So. Yeah, D-Gub been trying to get me to do some char-grilled oysters or something.
You do that?
No.
You know,
I'll probably get a po' boy.
I'm not an oyster guy, but when they're done like that, they actually are really tasty.
No, I tell you what, man. I was telling Joe yesterday, you'll be proud of me. I came all the way to New Orleans to get some chicken.
Chicken?
Fried.
Was it good?
It was all right.
All right, yeah.
But it's like.
You got to get a po' boy.
But you know what's funny? When you come to New Orleans, the first thing that I get is some chicken.
You can get chicken anywhere.
Yeah, that's, you know.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to get a po' boy.
You got to get a po' boy for me. Yeah, or the oysters, like Ken's saying. Go ahead, Ken.
So Joe, you've been planting your flag on this hill for about 8 weeks now, and I give you credit because, you know, you will not move off a point even when everything proves you wrong. You would rather be consistent than be right. Listen, all Jalen Hurts has to do is what Jalen Hurts has done all year long, which is, even when he's played, you know, quote-unquote badly, like the Carolina game, Jalen Hurts makes four or five plays every game that they don't win the game without. It's as really simple as this, and Chris from Middletown, I give him credit because he proved the axiom of the blind squirrel and the acorn today. If this football team does not turn the football over, they cannot lose, period. And that's all they need Jalen Hurts to do is do what Jalen Hurts does, which is not turn the football over, make the plays when they're there to be made, and he needs to make them. And otherwise do what they do, because they can. Nobody can stop this team from running the football when this team decides they want to run the football. And when I see, you know, nine guys down in the box, when I see extra bodies down there, that just tells me Saquon's getting ready to hit another one of these 60-yard touchdowns, because half of his house calls from 60 yards plus this year have been when teams have been devoting an extra guy to the box. He invariably outruns the angle, and then there is nobody left to try and stop him, and he goes straight to the house. So go ahead, bring them all. Put them all in there, because he gets past that second level. He gets past those backers. He outruns that safety who can't get to him on the angle because he just blows up angles with his speed, and it is nothing but smooth sail into the end zone. I'm telling you, they don't turn the football over. Not only are they going to win this game, they're going to win this game comfortably.
I love to hear that.
And better than this team.
There is a path there, Ken. I mean, Ken, we appreciate it. They're the best roster. I mean, that when you have the better team, Hugh, there's a path to, if you play your best football, you can dominate. Now,
yeah.
Mahomes and Reed are going to make it really hard, and Mahomes has a knack for coming back in games. But if they play their best football, they could jump on them.
This is not rocket science to me. And I know that over the next couple of days, we're going to complicate this to the point where we're going to be tired of talking about it. But the bottom line is this, Joe. We are, across the board, we are the better talented team, save the coach and the quarterback. Mm. We're the better talented team. Now, the quarterback is known for doing extraordinary things. No question about that. I'm not taking anything away from his greatness and what he's accomplished thus far in his career. But the bottom line is this. If we, with the talent that we've amassed, play mistake-free football, that's first and foremost, and we stick to the formula that got us here, and we get the hands – we get the balls in the hands of the playmakers, we will come out on top of this. Now, it's not going to be that blowout that everybody's anticipating, but it is going to be a decisive win for us. That's the only thing that matters, man. We tend to, especially as we get close to the game, You know, because I've had this happen a lot. People are drawing up schemes and drawing up game plans and trying to be crafty and all. That's when you get beat. Do what got you. That's what what they say, the devil that brought you here. Or, no, the date that brought you. Something like that. You know what I'm talking about.
We all. We're following. Yeah, we're trying.
But it's that's what we have to do. We have stellar defense. We have playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. Get them the football. Don't try to be so creative. You know who was trying to be creative and shot themselves in the foot?
Who's
Detroit
that?
Lions? Remember?
Well, Ben Johnson.
Back,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going back to the
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
We got the dude humping the ground in the end zone.
Oh, Jameson Williams.
Oh, then he throwing picks. Come on, man.
Yeah,
let's get back to the basics.
Maybe
man.
Don't trust with the game on the line the guy that was humping the ground
just
2 hours
before.
Get back
to the basics.
That
man.
Feels pretty smart. 215-592-9494. So something is striking me as we have this conversation. And I went back. I'm trying to find it here to see if I could find some sort of article or clip of a show. I feel like this is what people said before Mahomes' Super Bowl against Jimmy Garoppolo, against Brock Purdy, even against Hurts last time. We have the better team. You don't have to outplay the other quarterback. You kind of do to
Jimmy
be.
And you know what? Speaking of that Jimmy Garoppolo
Jimmy
game,
G.
they were up at
and,
the
and
half.
Then he missed the throw
and
at
guess
the
who,
end.
And guess who got conservative? That's more on the coach than anything.
Oh, but Garoppolo missed the pass.
No,
he hits the pass, they win.
But listen, they were up like at least two scores in that game,
they were
correct?
Up 10 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. They got conservative. That was more on the coach. Yeah, you're right. Jimmy G, they had Jimmy G in his comfort zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they tried to get him out of his comfort zone. They tried to ask him to do more than he needed to do or he was able to do.
He missed a deep shot down the field.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Stay within your comfort zone because they were running the ball well in that first game. And they were up. And they got away from it because they got cute. Don't get cute, man. Don't get cute.
I just feel we're going to need Jalen to play a great football game to win. 215-592-9494. Tom in Middletown is up. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, so, Tom. What's up?
Joe, I'm going to agree with you, and I'm going to lay it out why. We have five playmakers on this team if everything is gelling. And if everything is gelling, you can't stop five of these guys. And I'm going to say Saquon, number one. He doesn't need Jalen's help. Okay, he needs the line help, but he's going to do it himself. But I'm going to say A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and Jalen Hurts complete the five playmakers. Jalen's going to have to play an exceptional game to utilize all those weapons. Okay, it's not just going to be handed to him. Like, he's got to play above average. Okay, I'm not going to say he's got to play the greatest game of his life, but he's going to have to play above average to utilize all those talents. Saquon could do it with the line and just hand him the ball and let him make things happen. But everything else has to come down to Jalen getting them the ball on time, quickly, and effectively without turning the ball over.
And a lot. I mean, and there's going to be volume to this because if the game's going to be in the upper 20s, it's not like they could just score 17 and get out of here with a win. We're going to have to score some points.
Right. Now, I like it like this. Like, you could layer this team and really separate this defense. I mean, you could put A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert in short yard passes because they're good for yaks. And then you open up with Devontae Smith down, breaking free because he's very hard to cover one-on-one, downfield. So we could layer this and really do it. But Jalen's going to have to be effective for this to happen.
Well, there's no doubt. Yeah, and Tom, there's also probably going to be a moment late in the game, in the fourth quarter, where the game is in Jalen Hurts' hand. Like, that happened last year, and Purdy screwed it up. And, Tom, we appreciate it. When I say this, I don't just mean from quarter one to quarter four, every play, every possession. They're going to run the ball a lot. We know what the Eagles are going to do. I just envision the fourth quarter, they're either up four or down four, and they're trying to either seal the game or they're trying to win the game. They're coming at him with a blitz. How he handles it is probably the Super Bowl.
And maybe I'm caught up or caught on what we feel the situation has to look like for Jalen to have success. I feel like people are talking about when they talk about Jalen has to be lights out. We're talking about 30-some pass attempts in this game. It's not what got us here. Now, I understand as the game ebb and flows, and if it gets out of hand, which I don't think that's going
to
be the
then
case.
Then you might have to throw
then
more.
You might have to do that. But that's not what's got us here, people. Every week I try to sit here, and I'm chastising y'all today because I ain't had no sleep. So you got to bear with this.
Uh-uh. But every week on I try Edge to Douglas.
Yeah. Every week I try to tell y'all how this thing is going to go, and every week y'all don't hear nothing I have to say.
Oh, wait a second.
I am tired of trying to educate and school you, you young Thundercats out there.
Are you bringing I Told You So Douglas to Radio Row?
And High Horse Douglas.
Oh, no.
High Horse Douglas.
There's not enough spots here for all these Hughes.
But all I'm saying is this. We, all of a sudden, Jalen, we have won games and put ourselves in this position to be successful. Then all of a sudden,
this is
we
Super Bowl.
Say, hey, yeah, let me finish. Then all of a sudden, we want to go in the game and say, hey, Jalen, we want you to throw 35 times and win. No.
This is the big leagues now.
Run the ball.
They're going up against Mahomes.
Oh, my gosh. Mahomes, where's the last tackle Mahomes made? That's the defense's problem.
Mahomes.
Oh, now we've done it. Now we're poking the bear this morning.
See, now,
okay.
I'm not doing that. But we talk about Patrick Mahomes. Dude, let that defense do their job. That Patrick Mahomes is their problem.
So you're
saying
Jalen doesn't have to be great unless he has to be great.
No, what
that's
I'm saying
what it
is
sounds
this.
Like.
What I'm saying is this. Do you like our matchups? Do you like who do the matchups favor in the passing game? Our corners or their corners?
You mean their receivers?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah, I'm saying who has the better receivers?
Oh, us.
Let me say that simplified. I feel that the matchups with their corners and our receivers, I like that matchup.
I agree.
One-on-one on the outside.
They're pretty good, but ours
because
are really good. Yeah.
Their defensive line is good. Karloftis is good.
Chris Jones is
good. Yeah. That's going to be the deciding factor right there. But if we can work that line and get Saquon in the secondary, I like our chances. Defense, let them do what they've been doing all year long. Man, Patrick Mahomes is their problem. And one thing that they've done all year long that I do not see being a problem this game is communication. As long as that communication is sound like it has been all year long, they're going to do their job. They're probably not – but we used to go into games like this, Joe, give you a little insight. Hey, he going to get his. Just don't let him get it all. That's it. Patrick Mahomes, you go in a game and say, hey, man, Patrick Mahomes going to get his, but don't let him be that guy that beats us. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you. So – I understand all that. And I think the defense will play well enough in this game. I mean, they're not going to get lit up.
And you better
they're going to play well.
They better be ready. Like, they're going to try to give us a heavy dose of Pacheco. He's going to get the rock.
I go back. There's something about this that reminds me of last year. Because McCaffrey last year was having the Saquon season this year, right? It was the equivalent. And McCaffrey had a good Super Bowl last year. He had 30 touches for 160 yards and a touchdown. Yet the game still came down to Purdy. Like, it always comes down to the quarterback in these big games, and especially if it's close, right? The Eagles played the Commanders. They blew them out. It didn't matter. This is probably going to be closer than that, even though there's a path for the Eagles. Probably going to be closer. I just feel like Jalen's going to have to play really, really well at some point
to win this game. Jalen is going to have to not turn the ball over. That's all Jalen has to do.
No, he's going to have to. If they blitz a 3rd and 7, last drive of the game, we're down 4. We're not going to sit there and say, don't turn it over. He's got to make the play.
Joe, what I'm saying is this. When you say Jalen, because I feel like we're saying the same thing. Let me say that first. But I feel like you're thinking in your mind, and I don't want to put words in here, but it has to be something extraordinary, spectacular. I don't see it that way. I see Jalen move to the left or the right and just dump the ball off to AJ and let AJ do his thing. That's kind of how I look at it.
Let me give you a basketball comp quickly, because I mentioned the Jordan thing and going against Barkley and all that. Not every time when you watch an NBA game is 25 points the same 25 points, right? Like, sometimes a bad player could score 25. Sometimes it's garbage time. Sometimes in the last moment you have 22 and then you need to make a 3 to win the game, mm-hmm. right? And that's what I'm thinking about.
His three.
Yeah, the 3 at the end to win the game. And so I envision there's a chance the Eagles are up 4 trying to steal the game or down 4 trying to win the game. Fourth quarter, 4 minutes to go. Remember 2 weeks ago against the Rams, they tried to throw to seal the game and he got mm-hmm. sacked and then they had to punt it back. They got to complete the first down, not give the ball back to Mahomes. Or if they're down, obviously they got to go score. In that moment, that's where I need him to be great.
To me, that could be a handoff. That could be
3rd and 7.
It could be a handoff, and it could be
because
the whole. We're just workshopping this thing. It could be that could be a slant pass.
Sure.
That could be something quick.
Got to get it out of your hand.
I think he could do that. Like to me, those moments are nothing that he hasn't done before. So that's why I'm not when you say it to me and I think about that, I don't feel like Monday's conversation is gonna be You see that dime that Jalen threw? I don't think it's going to be that. I think because we've been so conditioned to see Patrick Mahomes when he's made the no-look passes and all the other stuff, that to me, even him in the game last year, that wasn't the play that stuck out to me. To me, this play that stuck out was the run play late in the game when he pulled it down and ran it.
Well, you know what? By the way, with Jalen, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't need a highlight for 20 years of him throwing a dime. Convert the first down. Score the points. I mean, I don't care if he runs it for that.
I feel like people feel that when we talk about this, it's Jalen against Patrick. To a certain extent, I get where people are coming
from. Because sometimes it comes down to a very few amount of plays with those two.
But it's Jalen against Jalen.
Well, it's also Jalen against Steve Spagnuolo and Chris Jones.
Well, it's Jalen against Jalen because here – this is – and I'm going to make it as simple as possible. This game is a game of confusion. This game is where I'm going to try to make you make as many mistakes as I possibly can to increase my chances to win the game. You know, so that's how I look at this game. And if Jalen's not making a whole bunch of mistakes, then we have a tremendous chance of winning this football.
Well, we talked yesterday about the possessions in this game. It's probably going to be limited. There's not going to be a huge amount of possessions. So, yeah, I mean, if either team has turnovers, it could swing the whole game very, very quickly. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do here. Live on Radio Row in New Orleans, our third show this week, and we got some great guests today. So Seth Joyner is going to join us at 11 o'clock hour. Later on, Colleen Wolfe, NFL Network, Greg Olson, Fox NFL broadcaster, one of the best out there calling games. And, of course, football guy Elliot Shore Parks as well. He's been with us every day this week. He's all over the place, Elliot.
He's blowing up.
He's in the city. He's covering the team.
He's blowing up big time.
I think he stayed at Radio Row last night to do an hour with TK and Devin last night. Elliot is everywhere. He'll join us later in the show.
215. Elliot's an idiot.
Yeah, sometimes. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts have to be the best quarterback on the field on Sunday for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl? I believe so. Hugh doesn't. Where do you guys come down? Seth next. All your phone calls as well, live in New Orleans on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about Hatfield Bacon, the MVP of your big game party. You'll score big with recipes made with Hatfield Bacon. Let me tell you about some of these wonderful recipes at Hatfield. You got bacon-wrapped tater tots. You got Bourbon Street Bacon Pub Mix. I don't know what that is, but that sounds pretty good. You got Bacon Ranch Cheese Pinwheels. I have an idea what that looks like. That sounds pretty tasty. You can't complain. Bacon Nachos, Bacon Pizza. Now, that is a Philadelphia Championship lineup right there, people. And with so much variety like maple brown sugar and hardwood smoked bacon, you're guaranteed to dominate the flavor game. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your fork.